I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Mrs. Hagenbusch, can you call the roll, please?
Mr. Inks?
Present.
Mrs. Stats?
Present.
Mr. Yule?
Present.
Mrs. Weble?
Present.
Mrs. Bennett?
Present.
Thank you very much. We're going to move on to item two, board report. School just started. Not a whole lot to report here, but I will say it's exciting to see our students back in the building, back on the grounds doing things. A lot of good things going on in Norton. It's just exciting to see. It really is. We had a great Panther preview. We've had great things going on. Press is good, so can't really complain about anything. Hopefully the good weather holds out for us here. So the only item that I want to report on is welcome to everybody that's here. If you'd like to, on the way out, pick up a flyer about our permanent improvement levy that's going on the ballot here this November. And just want to remind everybody that this is a renewal. This is not a new levy. It's not a new tax. It's not an increase. What the permanent improvement levy does is just what it says. It's for permanent items, things that last over 5 years, and they're for repairs of buildings. They're for boilers. They're for parking lots. They're for computers. You know, without this levy, there's a lot of things we couldn't have done without this money, such as send home our laptops last year when we had the stay-at-home order and the kids weren't able to come in. We were able to send laptops home with every single student, or Chromebooks, I should say, with all the students that needed them. This is a levy that's been on the ballot since 1983 and has passed, and our community has supported us every time. We do have to renew every 5 years. But again, just wonder if you have any questions, please reach out. But there's information there about all the things we do with this money. And just want to keep everybody informed of that it's out there. We appreciate your support come November. So we'll move on to item three, district report.
Thank you, Mr. Inks. It's great to see all of our kids here. They leave us in May, and so we have really boring summer board meetings. So it's so awesome to see these kids and these teachers who are going to present, excited for that. I just want to share with the community, I was honored last week to represent our school district. I was one of six superintendents in the state to speak at the Ohio School Safety Summit on a panel just about what you're doing for your kids in your school community. I had 7 minutes to speak, which isn't really enough for me, but I got it done in 7 minutes. And I'm sharing with all of you because I was so extremely proud of what I was able to share with them about our school district. And this was all about, what are you doing for your kids right now? You know, basically the health of your kids. So I shared with them, thanks to a supportive community, we have a school psychologist in each of our buildings right now. We have additional health counselors in all of our buildings through our partnership with Red Oak Behavioral Health. We added intervention specialists and literacy tutors in the district this year. And we have 5 school nurses, a district nurse and one in each building that really care about the health of our kids. And then I talked a little bit about programming, and this is where my pride went off the charts. We have a Pathway to Peace that opens up in May of 2022 at Columbia Woods Park. And the best thing about this is the mindset of 6 of our middle school female students who worked with our city officials. They worked with the Tom Todd Project, which is Tomorrow's Ideas Today. They garnered support. They wrote a grant with Dr. Russo, and the GAR Foundation awarded these young ladies $10,000. So our elementary kids are planting flowers. Our high school masonry kids are building the structures. Our middle school kids are coming up with the quotes of mindfulness so that our community and our kids can walk over there and take a deep breath and relax. So we're so thankful for that. I spent some time last week with Mrs. Ebner and Mr. Sackett. They talked to me at length about the PACS good behavior game that is being implemented in our elementary and primary buildings and the success that they are seeing with student behavior. We talked about a harmonica. So the yelling at kids to come on in or the blown whistles to be quiet has been replaced by the beautiful sound of a harmonica. And not everyone knew how kids would respond to a harmonica, but they respond beautifully. And this is a student-teacher partnership. The students are engaged in this. I'm probably most guilty for going into buildings and talking in hallways with kids when they're supposed to be quiet. So now some of them are giving me the signal that, hey, Mr. Addis, you're not supposed to be talking in the hallways. So that's doing great things for us. Mr. Morris is leading our eye care mentoring program through Red Oak Behavioral Health. We hope that by the time in the next 4 or 5 years, we will have 50 adult mentors from the Norton community who come in and provide guidance to our students. Right now, in year one, we were able to secure 5. So we have 5 of our students who are receiving guided mentorship from a successful community adult. So needed and so beautiful in our school district. And finally, I brought the check tonight. We have a wonderful relationship with Fred Martin Superstore, and they wrote a check for $10,000 to support our We Roar campaign, which kicks off Friday, October 1st. Every student, every staff member will have a We Roar t-shirt. These are activities for our students to grow as people. This is the idea of at the same time being strong and representing yourself, and at the same time you're caring for other people. You understand that people are a little different than you. All of us are all different, but we're gonna support one another. We're gonna be a team together. We're gonna help people who aren't feeling great. We were in the middle of a really incredible We Roar year in 2019-2020, and we all know what happened in March of 2020. I promise not to use the word tonight, but we're getting back to that this year, and I'm really excited about that. So I was so happy to report that, and just wanted to share with all of you. I was glad we had a board meeting a few nights later. I was honored to speak and to represent our great school district, but was really kind of blown away by what I was able to present that our teachers and this district is currently doing. So thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay, we're gonna move on to item 4, Students of the Month. Our absolute favorite time of the month, favorite part of the meeting. So who's gonna go first?
We'll start with Mr. Shaner. He looks ready to go tonight.
I'm ready. I'm always ready. All right. Peyton, Kayla, come on up, please. So I have 2 Students of the Month from the high school. This is Peyton Gardner, he's a senior, and he is our Career Tech Student of the Month. And then we have Kayla Tucker, who of course is also a senior, and she is our regular Student of the Month. So I'm gonna start with Peyton here for just a second. So if you know Peyton at all, if you know of him, it's probably because of seeing him light people up on Friday nights on the football field, scoring touchdowns. He's an amazing athlete. But I'm actually not here to talk about him as an athlete. He's a good wrestler as well, so don't want to leave that out, Mr. Yule. Certainly don't leave the wrestlers out. But we know Peyton. Many people know him as an athlete, but he's so much more than that. So not only is he an outstanding young man, all your teachers just rave about you and your respect and just how upstanding of a young man that you are. But he is in the cybersecurity program over at Barberton, and. If you know anything about that program, it is, when we think of a career tech, for those of you who are my age, we won't say what age that is, but those of you who are my age, you think of like the old vocational programs is what that umbrella is thought of, but it's really not that anymore. There are so many high-level career tech programs out there. Cybersecurity, as you can imagine, is difficult. It's a difficult program. It's high-level thinking, and you know Peyton does a great job over there. Not only that, not only does he play football, not only does he do that program, but he's also a cashier up at the Acme of Montrose, right? So next time you go get some groceries, you might see Peyton doing everything, right? Might as well sell popcorn in the stands on Friday night, too. Of course, he enjoys hanging out with his friends and his girlfriend. Miss Benny, you know this guy?
I've met him a few times.
You've met him a few times. And he dates your daughter, so yeah, it's obviously selling. So nice little connection here. So Peyton, of course, then is our high school career tech student of the month. I'm gonna swing over here now, just stay here for just a second. And then this is Kayla Tucker. So Kayla, if you know her and have seen her, it's because you've probably seen her leading our marching band as a drum major in the marching band this year, which our band always does a wonderful job. But once again, so much more than just that, although music is a huge part of who you are, so I'll get to that in just a second. But the thing I love about Kayla is when you think of high school now, and there are so many different avenues and paths that students can go through, in order to finish off high school. For so many of us, when we went to high school, you go, you're there for 7-8 periods, and have some classes, and you go home, right? So you look at Peyton, he spends half his day over at Barberton doing high-level program like cybersecurity. Kayla actually takes 3 different AP classes at the high school. She also does College Credit Plus at the local university, on top of making sure she's at the high school for marching band time, 6 period every day. So she is getting and making the most of her opportunity, all these different things. She's making sure she's hitting all of them. And then in her spare time, she's actually a background singer for a, what's that? Yeah, background singer for a Pink Floyd tribute band known as Dark Side of the Moon. And she plays bass guitar and keyboard over at Grace Church on Sunday morning, so you may have seen her there as well. Honestly, I don't know where the two of you have any of the time to do all the different things that you do. So Kayla, once again, her teachers just love her. And I want you guys both to know that, you know, as the September Students of the Month, I mean, that's quite an honor. I mean, that's the first one of the year. I mean, that's a big deal. You know, that's what the staff at the high school thinks of the both of you. So congratulations to Kayla and to Peyton.
Mr. Shaner, I'll share that at that first football game of the year, Kayla came up to me because Mr. McBride revealed one of my lifelong secrets. I know I don't look like a Pink Floyd roadie, but I was back in the day, in 1987. So we had a little connection that night. I worked for the band for a weekend, and she sings in the backup for Dark Side of the Moon. All right, middle school, Mr. Dobbins.
Middle school student of the month is 8th grader Cole Bittner. Mr. Chair was hopeful that he was going to make it here to speak on Cole's behalf. But I did go to Mr. Chair, and we talked a little bit, and he said, as an 8th grader, how mature Cole has been so far. He said, it's such a time commitment to be part of the marching band and to see a middle school student excel as well as Cole is doing is pretty awesome. Not only was Cole nominated by Mr. Chair, but the 7th grade teachers, who Cole had last year, nominated him, and they could not talk highly enough, about the way he handled himself when we were remote, the way we came back, the way he transitioned, all A's and B's last year in a really tough environment. And then the 8th grade teachers came to me and also nominated Cole. So I thought it was interesting to get that perspective from a wide variety of teachers. And Mr. Leinmeister just said, Cole's a great kid, participates, loves to share and be with his peers. The biggest part of Cole that Mr. Leinmeister said really drove home was when he finds something hard, he doesn't just give up. He continues to work at it and puts the extra effort in to make sure that he covers the topic well. He can't say enough about your work ethic. He said, continue to do so, and you're going to do great things in the future. Congratulations, Cole.
Next, from Norton Elementary, Mr. Brady Sackett.
I'm going to start by saying how impressed I am with those seniors. First of all, you know, we come here and get motivated by people and students, but as a father raising, you know, 4 kids and high schoolers and pushing them, you know, this is inspiring. Both of you doing a really great thing, so I appreciate what you guys are doing there. I also appreciate our 4th grade student of the month, Riley Dobbins. I had a chance to speak with her a little bit today, and she has Mrs. Coons, who's here with her, Mrs. Floor, Mrs. Canis. If you're not sure, familiar with those names, they have a reputation for being pretty tough teachers, really pushing students. And I thought to Riley, I was, how do you feel about that? How do you like that? And her exact words were, I know it's hard, but I know they make me better. And I love that response. You know, it wasn't, like Ms. Dobbins said, she wasn't shying away. She embraced it and said, I know it gets hard sometimes, but I know it's making me better ultimately. So I love the maturity in her thought there. Mrs. Coons, please share a little bit more with us.
So I've composed a little poem for Ms. Ryan. Traditional, Mrs. Coons. I'll share that with you. Respectful Riley, focused and kind, driven, responsible, and has a great mind. Rule follower, role model, as pleasant as can be. Sharing, caring, helper, a great PAX leader is she. A shining bright smile when she walks through the door, ready to learn and a constant participator. Addition, subtraction, and number stories galore. Rocket math, estimating, and she wants more. Maybe someday she will be a teacher of math. Nonetheless, this student is on the right path. RAC, prove it, hotline in sight, thriving for excellence day and night. It doesn't matter what subject is at hand, she engages 100% throughout every strand. Riley enjoys Zoe, her dog, basketball, sushi, and more. What a complete ray of sunshine that we all adore.
And finally, from Norton Primary, Mr. Eric Morris.
So tonight, to my right, I have two new members. This is Weston Lovesley. He is our student of the month for developmental preschool. And to his right is Ashley Peters, who is one of our new intervention specialists at the primary building this year. And you know, I've had the pleasure of working with Weston's two older brothers. So you know, he may be in the shadow of those two. However, he is a strong, confident leader and really a tremendous friend for others in our preschool. So I know that actually has a lot of things to say, so I will turn the floor over to her.
So I'm better at talking to younger kids, so I wrote mine out. But as soon as I found out about student of the month, Carly came to me, one of my mentors, and she was like, listen, do you have any students for student of the month? And I was like, oh, I know this one. He is perfect. He deserves it. He comes ready to school every day. Actually, the first time when he walked into my room, I was putting away the circle time chair, and he goes, Miss Peters, do you need help? And I was like, oh my gosh, I would love some help. So he's always ready to help. He started out the year strong, ready to learn. He's a leader in our PM class, honestly. Like, anything he does, every other kid wants to do. He'll make silly noises, silly faces, and kids just look up to him like he's the big brother in our room. He makes all the adults laugh in the room. He is the first one to step up and try something new. He's just a great kid to have. It makes my first year as a teacher really easy. So thanks, Weston, and keep it up.
So Ashley is one of our new teachers. We have quite a few new hires. We're blessed to have her. She made a big mistake on opening day convocation. We had some exercises and games, and she made a layup with perfect form in the main gym. And by the afternoon, Coach Miller had her on his staff. Literally hours later. So hopefully she wants to coach basketball because she is coaching. So thanks.
There you go. Great. Thank you. Congratulations to all of our students of the month. Keep up the good work there. At this point, we're going to take a short break. And what we'd like to do is like the students of the month, we know you have homework to do. You've got workouts, work, music to learn, all those things. So if you'd like to step up, all the students of the month, you can come up front, take a picture with Mr. Addis. Everyone else, we're going to take a moment to congratulate them. And then you all can move on if you'd like to. You're welcome to stay for the rest of the board meeting if you want, but you don't have to. So we're going to take a short recess right now to get a picture. If I can have all the students of the month come up front for a picture with Mr. Addis.
Okay.
We're going to go on to public participation, visitors, and guests. I am going to read some of the ground rules here. The community comments are one way for citizens to communicate with the Board of Education. When you are called upon, please stand, state your name, address, and topic. Each person is allotted 3 minutes until a total time of 30 minutes is used. Persons desiring more time should follow the procedure of the board to be placed on the regular agenda and are limited to 5 minutes to speak as time permits. Remember, this is a formal and official meeting of the Board of Education, and what you say becomes part of the official meeting report. If your comment involves a problem with a student, employee, or board member, please do not address them by name. Please keep in mind that we are meeting in a schoolhouse and possibly in the presence of students. At this time, the primary role of the Board of Education is to listen and reflect on your comments. The board will not respond with action, but will take comments under advisement and direct the comments to the appropriate staff member to address outside of this board meeting. Please do not use an individual employee names in this forum. So, at this point, we have one person that signed up, Mr. Birch. You can either stand up or you can come to the podium. By the way, please state your name, your address, and your topic. And you did sign up, so you have 5 minutes.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, the timer's stepping. Thank you.
Hi, good evening, everyone. My name is Patrick Birch. I live at 276 28th Street Southwest here in Newark. The purpose of my comment is to address public concern over COVID policies. So a brief history of why I'm here. My wife and I were public school kids. We kicked around the idea of private education here and there for our 6 and our 4-year-old, but we never quite got to the point where we went in that direction, where we wanted to go in that direction. We loved our 3 years with Thornton Primary. The staff there was excellent to us, excellent to our kids. And it really did break our hearts when we were forced to consider the reality that we no longer trusted the public school system with our children. The masks, the distancing, the outrageous quarantine standards, it was just too much, and we had to take our kids out of the system until it was fixed. Last year, the mandates took decision-making powers out of the school board's hands, but this year's different, and the school board has the final authority in this regard. I think we can all agree it's hard to fix a problem if we can't clearly define the problem. So let's briefly review. The COVID dashboard currently shows 7 positive cases. According to Mr. Addis, a little over a week ago, we were in survival mode with over 100 in quarantine. Over 100 in quarantine. So what's the problem? The problem is simple, it's masks. The root of the problem is quarantine policy. So I've spent a lot of time talking to residents throughout Norton over the past few weeks. During that time, I've heard multiple reports of students having interactions with staff members, ranging anywhere from pressuring kids to put the masks on, all the way up to demanding that they be worn. So the schools are not required to operate within health department guidelines unless those guidelines are actually mandates, which they're not. So I don't want to come in here complaining and not offering any solutions. So here's my solution. First, it starts with the district. We call on the district to commit that you will not mandate masks or vaccines now or at any point in the future. Second, if we're going to have the optional mask policy in place to keep the public at bay, then this community expects the district to honor that policy by holding staff members accountable or using their positions of power to influence students on a social issue that should be left up to parents. Finally, we make a common sense game plan where parents and staff can work together to slow the spread of COVID, keep healthy kids in school, and keep the district operational. So my proposed changes are as follows. Eliminate harmful social distancing policies. Shift to a notify and monitor system of contact tracing. That consists of the following. Notify parents if their child has been in close contact with somebody who's tested positive. The second point, students can still attend school after being identified, but parents and staff work closely together to monitor symptoms of the student. If the parents prefer, their child can quarantine with no attendance penalty. The only reason students are removed from school is a positive test or clear COVID symptoms. Children would no longer be discriminated against for their mask or vaccine status. This doesn't have to be the solution, but the time has come to start working towards solutions that put students first. And on a related note, other districts in our state and around the country have found ways to stand up to the federal bus mask mandate. So we call on the district to figure it out and get it done. And we would like an update on that effort. And that's the conclusion of my comments.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Appreciate your time. At this time, is there anyone else who would like to participate this evening? No. Okay. We're going to move on to item 6, the agenda. Are there any additions or corrections to the agenda? I would like to add an executive session on at the end to discuss finance.
Oh, it's the purchase of...
The purchase, okay. Yes.
Sale or purchase of property.
Sale or purchase of property, yes. And there will be no board action taken after the executive session if anyone wants to stay and come back to hear us adjourn, but there will be no board action taken after that. Can I get a motion to approve the agenda?
Second.
Is there any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Thank you very much. We're going to move on to item 7, board business. At this point, there is nothing under there for board business, so we're going to move on to item 8 at this point. Can I get a motion to, under item 8, approval of minutes, can I get a motion to approve A and B?
Second.
Is there any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Thank you very much. Under item 9, treasurer's recommendations, can I get a motion to approve letters A through C?
Second.
Is there any discussion? No? Okay. Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes. Motion passes 5-0. Item 10, under superintendent's recommendations under personnel, can I get a motion to approve personnel retirement, resignation, leave, and terminations under letter A, items 1 through 10?
So moved. Second.
Is there any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Under personnel, item B, can I get a motion to approve personnel, classified personnel, pending background check and permit, numbers 1 through 9?
So moved. Second.
Is there any discussion?
I just want to say thanks publicly to these people. This was really the last time we reached out via Facebook about the educational aid openings, and we had an amazing response from our community. So I'm so thankful for them. I think we have one aid position left. Our district and every local district is still really in need of substitutes and in need of substitute bus drivers. We literally have zero substitute bus drivers, and they are some of our most important people. So I just want to say thanks to them, and was glad that when we reached out last time, it worked and brought us some great people.
Very good. All right. Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
All right. Motion passes 5-0. Under personnel, item C, approved personnel, certified personnel on a one-year contract pending background check and permit, number 1.
So moved.
Is there any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Under personnel, can I get a motion to approve letters D through L? No. I'm missing a thing. Okay. Yeah, D through L.
Some.
Yes.
Second.
Is there any discussion on that? Sorry, I was looking at the wrong page. Is there any discussion on any of these, Mr. Addis?
No.
No?
You just made Mr. Shayner really happy.
Very good. Call the roll, please.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Thank you very much. And again, the substitutes there, thank you very much. Much needed. We always need more, so much needed. Under consent agenda items, can I get a motion to approve letters M through R?
So moved.
Second. Is there any discussion on any of these? All right. Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes. Motion passes 5-0. On to item 11, superintendent report.
I just want to say thanks again to Fred Martin Superstore. And I'll just share, I met with Adam and Ashley for almost 2 hours, and there was never a talk of any money. All it was what do your kids need? What are kids going through right now? you know, what has this, you know, done to the kids? How can we help? It was all about that. All of this happened after that. So, you know, they asked about this programming, what are you guys doing? And I was floored because it was genuine care for the kids in our school district. And so then they reached out and offered this amount, and then, you know, we went and picked it up last week. So we've had this good relationship with them. It went next level in the last meeting, simply because there was a genuine concern and passion to help out a district that's right down the street from them. So I just want to make sure they're aware how thankful I am for this relationship.
Great.
Thank you.
I know they've been a great friend to our community as well, yeah. Police department, fire department, and the school districts as well. So we're grateful for them. Under item 12, can I get a motion to move into executive session to discuss the sale or purchase of property?
So moved. Second.
Is there any discussion on that? No? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Right, motion passes 5-0. We are now in executive session. Like I said, you can stay. There will be no board action taken after the executive.
Go ahead.
Okay. We're back. Can I get a motion to come out of executive session?
No motion for that.
No motion for out of executive. Can I get a motion to adjourn? Any discussion? Nope. Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. We're adjourned.